Allez-y, répétez. Are you from Congo? No, I'm not. I'm from Angola. Are you from Benin? No, I'm not. I'm from Nigeria. Are you from Ghana? No, I'm not. I'm from Ivory Coast. Écoutez et répétez.
Are you from New York?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm from Arizona.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Siaka est resté longtemps à l'étranger. Il décide de rentrer au pays pour se marier. Aujourd'hui, c'est le grand jour. Écoutons sa conversation avec son grand-père, Birama, avant de répondre aux questions. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true or false, aux phrases que vous allez entendre. 1. Pour Siaka, les femmes sont différentes les unes des autres. 2. Grand-père Birama craint les femmes aux voix douces. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Comment s'appelle la femme de Siaka? 2. Est-ce que Birama est riche? 3. À quoi grand-père compare-t-il les femmes? Vous entendrez des phrases au prétérit simple à la forme négative. Vous entendrez aussi des adjectifs relatifs au caractère. Nous allons écouter ce couple.
Granddad, I'm so eager to relax and forget about my problems. When is my sweet Pendel coming home? I love her so much that I can't sleep anymore. I didn't see her yesterday, and she didn't tell me what her mother thought about our relationship.
Siaka, be patient. I don't understand the behavior of your younger generation. You choose your own wives, and you only inform your parents when you are in need or in trouble. And remember, women are like flowers. When she comes, you will be very patient and take care of her, won't you?
Don't worry, grandfather. I've heard there are two sure ways to make ladies happy, honey and money.
It's not that simple. Look at my case. I don't have enough money. Why do you think your grandmom has stayed home until now?
Because you are powerful, severe, and threatening. You are dominating, speaking with a strong voice.
Be careful with women's soft voices.
Really? I did not know that a soft voice could dominate a strong one. I don't believe that, Granddad.
Nous avons entendu dans ce dialogue l'énoncé 1 est faux. Pour Siaka, les femmes sont différentes les unes des autres. L'énoncé 2 est vrai. Grand-père Birama craint les femmes aux voix douces. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Comment s'appelle la femme de Siaka? La femme de Siaka s'appelle Pendel. 2. Est-ce que Birama est riche? Non, Birama n'est pas riche, mais patient. 3. À quoi grand-père compare-t-il les femmes? Grand-père compare les femmes aux fleurs. Écoutez la phrase.
I didn't see her yesterday.
Cette phrase est au prétérit à la forme négative.
She didn't tell me what her mother thought about our relationship. I did not know that a soft voice could dominate a strong one.
Nous avons formé le prétérit à la forme négative avec le sujet suivi de did not en contraction didn't suivi de l'infinitif du verbe. Répétez les mots suivants. Patient. powerful, severe, threatening, strong, dominating. Nous avons entendu dans ce dialogue Siaka et son grand-père Birama. C'est l'occasion pour nous de voir la forme négative du prétérit, mais aussi certains mots relatifs au caractère d'une personne. Nous nous donnons rendez-vous très prochainement. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Au cours de cette leçon, nous rencontrerons Martin Lerner et ses amis à un match de football. Attention, c'est le football américain. Ils décrivent les joueurs et les spectateurs. Vous aussi, vous pourrez bientôt décrire les gens qui se trouvent autour de vous. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Vous êtes en train de décrire une personne et l'autre personne vous demande « What does he look like ?» Comment est-il ? Ou bien « What does she look like ?» Comment est-elle ?
Hello, Lee. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Fine, thanks. You're early. Who is that young man with you?
He's my son.
How old is he? He's very big.
He's 15. He wants to play football.
Does he play now?
Yes, he does. He plays in school. He's sitting with my brother.
Which man is your brother?
He has curly brown hair.
Is he on the left?
Yes, he's the one.
His hair is black.
No, it's dark brown. Here's Waleed.
Hi.
Good afternoon, Waleed.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you, Lee?
Fine.
How are you, Martin?
I'm okay. Sit here, Waleed.
Thanks. Who is that?
Which one?
Do you see that very tall man?
I see two tall men. Which one?
He has light brown hair.
Does he have very big feet?
Yes, he does. He has very big feet.
Is that the coach?
Yes, it is.
Where is the other coach?
He's over there. Do you see that man with blonde hair?
Is he short?
Yes, he has a black book.
Yes, I see. Is your son here?
Yes, he is. He's sitting with my brother.
Where?
Over there.
What does he look like?
He's big.
How old is he?
He's 15 years old.
He has dark brown hair.
No, he doesn't. He has black hair. My brother has dark brown hair.
He has straight black hair.
Is it long?
It's not very long.
What does your brother look like?
He has curly brown hair.
That's right.
I see them. Your son is very handsome.
Thanks. He wants to play football.
On peut demander de quelqu'un « What does he look like ?» ou bien « What does she look like ?» De quoi a-t-il l'air ? Comment est-il ? Comment est-elle ?
« What does he look like ?»
« He's big. »
« What does your brother look like ?»
« He has curly brown hair. »
Pouvez-vous répondre à cette question ?« What does he look like ?»« What does she look like ?» au sujet de vos amis ou des membres de votre famille. Pour répondre à chaque question, choisissez seulement un ou deux mots descriptifs. Par exemple, « What does your father look like ?» Votre père, de quoi a-t-il l'air ?« What does your father look like ?» Vous pouvez répondre, « He's tall with white hair. » Il est grand avec des cheveux blancs. Donc, choisissez des réponses très courtes.
des adjectifs très simples. Par exemple, he's short with dark hair. Une autre réponse possible. Allez-y.
What does your father look like? What does your friend look like? What does your mother look like?
Lee, does your son play football now?
Yes, he does. He plays in high school.
Does he want to go to college?
Yes, he does. He wants to play college football.
Lee, who is that woman with your brother?
I can't see. What does she look like?
She has long blonde hair.
She's very tall and thin.
Is she pretty?
She's very pretty.
She's sitting behind your brother.
Oh, I see. That's my sister.
Exerçons-nous à décrire quelqu'un. Vous êtes dans une foule. Vous êtes avec un ami ou une amie. Et vous voyez quelqu'un qui vous paraît familier, mais vous ne savez pas vraiment qui est cette personne, cet homme. Vous demandez, who is that man? Qui est cet homme? Who is that man? Pour une femme, a woman, c'est la même question. Who is that woman? À ce moment-là, votre ami, votre partenaire, vous demande la question. Which man? Quel homme? Which man? Après tout, il y a une foule. Ou bien, which woman? Which woman? Autre question que vous pose votre partenaire. What does he look like? Comment a-t-il l'air? What does he look like? Ou bien, s'il s'agit d'une femme, What does she look like? What does she look like? À ce moment-là, vous commencez à décrire la personne. Vous allez décrire les aspects physiques les plus marquants. That tall man. Ce grand homme. That tall man. Autre réplique. Which tall man? À ce moment-là, il faut commencer à décrire encore plus. Apparemment, il y en a plus d'un. Which tall man? The tall man with dark hair. L'homme grand aux cheveux bruns. The tall man with dark hair. Autre réplique. Which tall man with dark hair? Which one? The tall man with dark curly hair. L'homme grand aux cheveux bouclés, brun. Curly, bouclé. Which tall man with dark brown curly hair. Apparemment, il y en a plus d'un. Continuons. The tall man with dark brown long curly hair. Vous constatez que l'on peut placer deux ou trois ou même quatre adjectifs d'affilée pour décrire quelqu'un. Continuons. Autre question possible. Vous êtes dans une réunion de famille. Vous demandez à votre copain, Which man is your brother? Lequel de ces hommes est votre frère? Which man is your brother? Vous décrivez. Décrivez votre frère. Describe your brother. Describe your brother. Which woman is your sister? Which woman is your wife? Wife, femme. Sister, sœur. Which woman is your mother? Laquelle des femmes est votre mère? Autre question possible. Who is that? Qui est-ce cette personne? Who is that? It looks like your wife. Elle ressemble à votre femme. It looks like your mother. Elle ressemble à votre mère. It looks like your brother. It looks like. Même si vous parlez d'un personnage, dans cette expression-là, vous utilisez le neutre, it. It looks like your father. Autre question possible. Do you see the man with long hair and big arms? Do you see the woman with short hair? Do you see that man over there? Do you see that woman? De nouveau Michel Joseph, nous retrouvons Martin Lerner et ses amis qui assistent à un match de football américain. Ils parlent de gens qui sont autour d'eux. Vous apprendrez comment on décrit quelqu'un, vos amis, vos voisins ou les membres de votre famille.
Lee, your son is very handsome and your sister is very pretty.
We're a handsome family.
Some are handsome and some are not.
Do you see that player over there?
The very big player?
Yes, he's the one with long legs and big arms.
This is a football game. There are many players with long legs and big arms.
I know. Do you see that short player? Look behind the short player. Now, do you see the one with long legs and big arms?
Maybe.
Who is he?
He's a new player.
I don't know his name. He came from Dallas.
Would you like something to eat?
Something to drink. Martin, does your son play football?
He's not on the team. I don't want him to play football. He's too small.
He isn't very small. He's tall.
But he's too thin.
There's Lee over there. Who is that?
I can't see him. Is it his brother?
No, it isn't.
What does he look like?
He's not very tall.
What color is his hair?
I can't see his hair. He has a cap. Come here. Can you see him now?
Is he the one with a red cap?
Yes, that's the man.
It looks like Lee's brother.
His brother is sitting with Lee's son.
It's over. C'est fini. Continuez de décrire les personnes autour de vous. What does she look like? What does he look like? Practice your English with friends and family. Until next time, goodbye!